In Paris today, the board of directors of the French media company Vivendi voted to merge its entertainment businesses, the best known of them are the Universal Studios and its theme parks, with NBC, the American broadcaster. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Rizdahl. Kai, why did they like NBC?
Well, here's the thing, Alex. I think what you have to look at first are the terms of the deal. What's happened is that Vivendi has agreed to start exclusive negotiations with NBC about a merger, not about an outright sale. What that means is no cash up front for Vivendi, which by all accounts is extremely short of cash and carrying lots of debt, but it does promise a share of revenue down the line. It's going to be an 80-20 split. That means Universal will be 80% owned by General Electric, their NBC's parent company, and 20% by Vivendi. So Vivendi is trading cash today for cash tomorrow. It's also worth mentioning they turned down what's supposed to be something like $13 billion from the guy who used to own Universal, Edgar Bronfman Jr. So you can guess they're expecting some substantial return down the line.
GE's not happy just owning NBC and leaving it at that?
Well, think about the media landscape in this country for just a second. If you take most of the other TV networks, they all have some kind of deal with movie studios. Think ABC and Disney. Think CBS and Viacom, for instance. You know, it is true that GE, when Jack Welch was chairman, they wanted nothing to do with studios. He just thought big-budget movies were inherently risky. But Jack's gone, and the new CEO, Jeffrey Immelt, has read the writing on the wall in terms of distribution deals and, more important, about content, because it is all about what you see on the screen or on the TV. Let me just throw two numbers at you to quantify this whole thing. GE's earnings, down 14% in the second quarter. NBC's, up 26%.
Well, they're looking good. But here's a fundamental question. Why does anyone want to buy a movie studio these days?
Well, because this deal really isn't so much about making movies as it is about movies that have already been made. There are something like 4,000 films in Universal's vault, so you can do the math. If you put all those movies on DVD or video, you rent them out, you license them somehow, it is a whole lot of money. Analysts are going to tell you that the profit margins on home video, DVD, or VHS are way, way better than the money that can be made putting movies in theaters. The cautionary tale, of course, is AOL Time Warner. That was a content and distribution merger that really sort of didn't quite work out. Anyway, we'll be keeping an eye on Vivendi in the Marketplace newsroom today, and we'll have a look at what we can expect now that Congress is back in town.
Thanks very much, Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.